For those of you listening at home, Keith is preparing a bowl to cash.
And it's got ice in it.
It's got ice.
It does. This is
a summery blend.
An advanced technique for when Canada is on fire.
See, today's strain is White Widow. It is an indica with a 40% chance of locking you to the couch for the evening. Let's make it 60. I love this stuff. So, now it's time for our favorite slideshow. It's let's see if we can make Keith laugh while taking a pull from the bong.
Prepare your punchlines.
Not on my nice carpet here.
I'll aim it over this way. That way, I'll set the cat.
You can't toke up on air unless. I mean, well, that means we're only legal to download in, you know,
three
Washington
states.
And Colorado and maybe California.
Not till January.
No. I think full faith and credit says that it's okay, seeing as, you know, the toking was done here. It's okay if it's broadcast elsewhere.
So did you just
crossing state lines?
Did you just toke up at me, or was that toking up sort of incidentally in the way?
Whose podcast is on Stitcher? Facts, but better.
Daytona. Game over, yeah.
Welcome to Facts But Better. I am Un, and I will be your moderator. Now let's introduce our panel tonight. You there. Who are you, and where will you be when the eclipse hits next week?
I'm Electric Keith, and my plan is to be at least 60 feet underground with a good solid 3-inch steel barrier in addition between me and anything like an eclipse. Turns out I'm allergic to them. My doctor doesn't know how that happened, and we're not sure how we're going to fix it, but
make sure it's positive pressure so you don't get any eclipse spores in your bunker.
You know, there was a kid in my 5th grade class who was allergic to photons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, swelled up like a balloon.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, they had to keep him in a special lead-lined container for the school year.
Yeah?
Couldn't even poke air holes in it. Stuff would get in.
Oh, man. So how was he the next year? You get over it? Or, like, is it a thing that goes away?
Oh, he transferred out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Through the lead walls?
Yeah. No, he's actually a pretty talented kid. I understand he's a senator now.
Oh, wow.
I can't say which one, of course, but, you know,
of course.
And our next panelist, your name and your plans for when the sun is devoured.
I am Kelsey, your friendly neighborhood husky bot, and my plan is to take over a small group of South American natives by claiming that I am their god when I make the sun disappear.
So, I don't want to harsh on that, but you are aware that the eclipse track won't actually reach...
They don't know that.
Tribes. Oh, all right. So your plan is to threaten them through cable television coverage.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty ingenious.
And our last victim, panelist, same and same.
I am Soreth. My plan is actually to be on the surface of the moon, launching my moon rockets onto the unsuspecting populace below.
You have moon rockets?
I have moon rockets.
You got those finished in time?
I did.
Ah, shit, I lost a bet.
It's all right. It was only $10.
Yeah, okay. Here.
For tonight's roundtable, we always ask for someone to keep score. You there. Pretend to keep score.
Okay.
At the end, whoever you give the most points will win this ordinary bag of Skittles. Give all the points you want to whoever. We really don't care. It's a grave lack of responsibility.
Welcome to Facts But Better, where the points don't matter. Wait, someone's already got that one.
So? Theft is the greatest form of flattery.
I thought cloning was.
That's just genetic theft.
Well, that's a bit of an oversimplification. I mean, it was ruled in the state of California versus Bob Smith 342 that cloning is actually significantly different from genetic theft because nothing is stolen, merely copied.
Well, when it's copied without permission, it's still theft.
I mean, that's the Monsanto line, and I understand they're fighting that ruling tooth and nail.
Well, I don't know. Things get weird in the future. You do know I'm from the future, right?
We're all from the future.
I am the future.
We record these podcasts and beam them into the past, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget about that because they still haven't perfected the memory restoring serum.
Yeah, well, it's also the, like, one of the really early episode jokes, so,
yeah,
you know.
What show are we on?
Mm.
Do we keep track of that?
I'm supposed to keep score.
That's different.
You better give anything else.
You better give yourself a point then.
Yeah, I think I get a point. A point for this. I'm going to make a little measle on the page here.
It looks more like a dot than a point.
It reminds me of a full stop. Period, maybe. Or a very, very small planet. Flat.
Hmm.
Maybe the burner on a stove. Or.
You have a pretty tiny stove.
That is a lot of responsibility to put onto a single mark on a page.
Well, see, what that is that's a stove for the littles. Remember them? Like the borrowers?
Oh, yeah, the knockoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the littles. You see, that's actually a kid's play stove. So it's even smaller than usual.
I think it's remarkably kind of you to be giving the littles a place to, you know, be...
Domestic.
Not quite intellectual theft.
Actually, I evicted them, and that's what was left.
Oh, well, screw those guys.
All right, then. Our main topic for tonight will be Stitcher, the amazing service from which you can now download our podcast. Please remember this main topic. There will be a quiz at the end of the program.
Okay, is this, you know, what Stitcher. Stitcher is the name of it.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. This podcast gets stitched together from random clips of audio that you record from unsuspecting strangers. So, hey, get that microphone out of my face.
The show will now experience technical difficulties and come back with someone else besides Kelsey.
Hi, I'm Kelsey 2.0.
There, see?
Glad to have you on.
You got upgraded?
Nah.
You just got a new version number.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you'll fit right in.
Our first topic today will be advertising on Stitcher. We at Facts But Better understand that our being featured on Stitcher is dependent on whether we can hawk their products or not. Please sell our listeners on the following. First up, iTunes.
So, iTunes comes with a free album that you don't want on it. Or did. Or maybe will again in the future. I don't know. The point is, you get something free that you didn't ask for. And is actively detracting from things. And isn't that just the American way?
No, the American way would have been to charge you for something free that you didn't want.
Oh, all right. So iTunes, it's got an I in the front, and that means you.
Yeah, see, that's the way I would sell it, is I'd say, okay, if you subscribe via Stitcher, then you can get your podcasts delivered to you via iTunes. iTunes just won a Judy Award for the most poetic long-form user agreement. It's something like 350,000 words of pentameter iambeter. Yeah.
Reverse that.
So that was the Judy Jetson Award then.
Iambic
pentameter.
Oh no, not that. No, oh, okay. That's so passe.
It's actually a lambic pentameter, but I've got a bottle in the kitchen. We can have some later.
Ooh,
cool. Sounds good.
And our next chewable, intergalactic non-temporal Twitch streams.
They download the podcast before you even know you wanted to subscribe to them.
Technically, aren't we already an intergalactic non-temporal Twitch stream?
There's no technically about it. We are.
Okay. So, buy us.
Please.
Well, it's actually technically not Twitch. It's the upgraded service that happened when Twitch was destroyed in the Nimblebit Zingu Wars of 2000X.
We were broadcasting before then.
Oh.
They can't know about Seizure yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I forget I said anything. You know, I'm sure we'll edit that out in post, right?
Yeah.
I'm getting a big nod, smile, thumbs up. Oh, and I think our producer just gave me the double guns. We're in good shape.
Very good. Our next topic is things Stitcher listeners are interested in. Please elaborate on these topics, which Stitcher demographics say our listeners are interested in. First up, Douglas Adams versus Warren Ellis.
That was one of the best comic crossovers I ever read. It was a meetup between Ford Prefect and Spider Jerusalem, and they fucked.
Now, you know the real story behind the publication of that, right? That was actually the novelization of a rejected script for Celebrity Deathmatch. I mean, we're talking way back. You remember Celebrity Deathmatch?
I remember Celebrity Deathmatch. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know. I think that's one they should bring back.
So, yeah, they absolutely should.
Or somebody should, whatever. You know, I don't know. Does MTV still exist?
No.
Oh, okay.
But they definitely... What we should do, though, is instead of clay figures, they should actually have celebrities killing each other. Just to cull the herd, and then we can get some new ones.
Eventually, we'll probably end up making it clones of celebrities, but I wonder how many seasons we can get through first.
Well, Clone High only got a season and a half, so I'm guessing four.
But Multiplicity was a major motion picture. I mean, they took out the whole based on a true story at the beginning of it, some kind of legal fracas there. But, yeah, that was actually basically a documentary.
The six-day laws are a huge controversy and a whole bunch of international secret courts right now.
Also, I think I've figured out we have to have at least two listeners, maybe three, because Ken is probably responsible for this demographic information with Douglas Adams and Warren Ellis.
All right, then. And our next wildest crossover you have never dreamt, cubes that provide water versus trapezoids that provide tacos.
Did anyone actually have a working taco trapezoid in their elementary school?
I did, but went to one of the most affluent public schools in suburban Whitetopia.
Wow. Like, ours would give you, you know, like, the meat or the lettuce or the shell broken in half, and you know,
here's what I think actually happened. I was able to break into the kitchen to steal food. We actually had three, all of them broke in a different way, and so they just went down as an assembly line. And that's how you got a complete taco.
Okay.
I mean, I guess they just had extra money in the budget where they could get a taco dispensing machine as opposed to making the cafeteria lady just make tacos, but...
Well, no, the whole thing with the taco trapezoids is they were actually donated to the school systems. Well, I say donated. I mean, technically, actually, it ended up charging everyone a lot of money, but it was not actually the schools themselves. It was the PTAs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, this is totally alien to me because mine was a water cube school. So I actually don't know anything about, you know, the other side of the fence there. I was not in an affluent neighborhood.
Tell you a little
secret. And it wasn't politically important, so we didn't get handouts, we didn't get anything like that. So we just had water cubes.
Little bit of a secret, I actually wanted to go to a water cube school because I actually didn't like tacos at all.
Really?
Did not like tacos. But since we had the trapezoids, that was all we got aside from Pizza Fridays. But Monday through Thursday, tacos.
Man, the pizza spheres were amazing.
You got spheres?
Yeah.
All I got was plain. I got plain.
Oh, no, the thing that dispensed the pizza was a sphere.
Oh, see.
I never saw that.
You know, that's funny.
Well, they usually hit him in the back.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it was the kids that just, you know, pile on him and, like, hammer on the button because pizza...
That makes a lot of sense. That explains why the lunch lady hit me with that taser.
She was actually aiming for the kid behind you because they kept asking for extra ranch.
Well, perfectly reasonable. Miss Watson, you've got shitty aim.
But you see, they didn't have ranch. It was actually Thousand Island. She was getting tired of hearing the kid mess it up, you know? I mean, we're talking somebody who'd been burned out on decades of working in the education sector. And that day, she just kind of flipped her lid. And you were the catalyst, but not actually the reason. And then you took the hit. You know, I took the, well, It happens to all of us. Well, those of us who have trapezoid tacos, you know.
And get tased.
And get tased.
Which, I mean, really, isn't that, you know, like 90% of the American people?
These days?
Yeah. 85 tops?
Well, I mean, that's not too much of a decline. We can rise again.
Yeah.
I haven't been tased in days.
I can fix that real quick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
After the show?
Sure.
Okay, upstairs in my bedroom. I've got AC up there. It'd be nice and...
Oh, that'll be nice. That means I can amp up the voltage because it won't overheat so fast.
Yeah, don't forget to, you know, try the lambic first.
Oh, right. Lambic, then tasing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good. And now a non-Stitcher topic. Please elaborate on the following topics which would never, ever be covered on a Stitcher podcast. Part the first, Nagas versus Tars for the most comfortable snuggles.
Nagas.
Tars. Fight me.
I will. How are you going to get the full body cuddle from all that tail?
You don't need all that tail. You got arms, legs, and legs.
But that's not going to get you 100% coverage.
Depends on how big the tar is.
Fair, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Also, but how do you hug back if they're that big?
You're not there for hugging, you're there for snuggles.
What kind of snuggles do you get involved in?
Complex Euclidean geometry snuggles.
Oh, Penrose snuggling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, here's the thing. I got to speak up here. And this is why I think Stitcher doesn't allow that kind of content. Because you're presenting a false duality here in so many ways. And the landscape is a lot more complicated than that.
Duality. None of the tars are still experimental. No one's be able to keep one stable for more than like 0.2 microseconds.
Wait, what about harpies? Seriously, they're always getting left out of the discussion here. They actually provide incredibly comfortable snuggles, but you don't hear about them because there's a two-party system going on. See, I can bring this to the show. I have this experience, you know, I'm not stuck in that kind of dual thinking. And that's really what Stitcher wants to hear.
Stitcher wants to hear about you snuggling fast food.
That's what Stitcher's audience wants to hear. That's what I...
Really?
Wow.
Harpies, fast food. Yeah, that's
great. Wait, no, that's not food.
You can't take that back. That was on air.
I said.
We all heard you refer to our fine avian Americans as fast food.
Oh, you said harpies.
Harpies.
My bad. My bad.
What did you hear?
I don't know. Something wrong with my ears.
Were you thinking maybe Hardee's? I mean,
no,
is there...
Carl's.
No? Carl's? Carl's
yeah.
Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely superior to Hardee's, are you thinking?
Also sounds remarkably like it. Also, you know, on the whole false dichotomy thing, I don't talk about it much, but I actually usually vote a straight Wyvern Party ticket. Unless it's an important race, and then, you know, Naga. But, you know,
I want them to have local
experience so that they can start, you know, running for higher, bigger offices.
Dude, don't waste your vote.
I can No. I can totally respect that. How else are you going to get how else are you going to break that two-party system and get a third party in there? Even if it's not somebody you completely agree with, at least you're shaking things up. It's very important. It's not a wasted vote at all.
I don't like parties. They're noisy.
Well, yeah, and they do tend to make tars and harpies a bit skittish. But
vote Wyvern 2018.
Now then, non-Stitcher topic part the second, songs to play in the background during first contact with extraterrestrials.
There is only one choice.
Magical Sound Shower?
No.
Oh.
Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf.
Magic Carpet Ride is a good one. It's a pretty good one. I think maybe we should make a mashup of the two.
All I know is that it can't be the song that they do with all the boops and the beeps in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, because
the
aliens hate that.
That's not what you play in the background. That's what you play to let them know that you are at least a sentient being that can recognize bad music.
Well, yeah, but
they're
really sick and tired of it. So what you're really demonstrating is that you're a sentient being who's seen the movie and thinks it's funny.
It is funny. It absolutely is funny playing First Contact music to an alien being you're having first contact with. They might hate it, but they've come to expect it because it happens every time.
That's why they hate it. Why not give them a break? Play something else. I don't know.
Because the last person who didn't, they basically destroyed their planet.
Well, yeah, but that was Bob. Bob's got it. Well, Bob had issues.
That was Bob 341.
That explains it.
Now, here's my thought on the matter, is if we're going to have extraterrestrials showing up, we got to show them that we understand them, that we're not afraid, that we are actually willing to make an honest go at first contact.
So what, Barry White?
So I'm thinking the Theremin Polka.
Well, it's true that, you know, Weird Al is pretty available these days.
I mean, you cover all the bases.
He got out of his contract a little bit ago, so...
You've got theremins, and aliens love them some theremin music.
I mean, who doesn't?
And it's a polka, which means it's in a time signature of 3/4. 3 being a prime number. If the extraterrestrials see that we have an understanding of prime numbers, they'll be a lot more likely to want to work with us.
Or no. They'll be a lot more likely to shove us collectively into our planet's locker because we're a planet of nerds.
Do you think the aliens coming all this way aren't nerds too?
Well, there's two options. You either come all this way because you want to trade notes, or you come all this way because you want to kick ass. And seeing as how they, you know, kick the ass of the guy who didn't play those encounters, they're ready for both.
So I've been working on something new and terrible.
Again?
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. My day and trade. Day that ends in Y, yes.
But it's occurring to me now that it might be useful to have present at first contact events just in case they turn out to be rowdy and sort of drive them off. I really think I've almost got the bagpipe theremin going. It's almost done.
Ooh. You've got that going? It's stable?
Meta-stable.
Okay, so it's not going to blow off the wall of the house like it did last time?
Not the house wall.
It can blow off the whole wall.
It's in the storage unit right now.
Okay.
Most of the storage unit.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's very tricky. There are some very, very quick half-lives involved.
Especially if anybody in the area. Good time.
Okay, seriously, a non-Stitcher topic this time. Please discuss the following topics. 1, the best substance from which to construct a protein pill that kind of tastes like hamburger.
Well, honestly, have you ever heard of Vantablack?
Yeah.
It is the blackest substance on Earth, the blackest thing known to man. That we use to paint on the little grill lines onto what turns out to be a patty made of recycled masking tape.
Oh.
I think we can pretty well perfectly match the McDonald's experience here.
That was a deep cut, Keith. I am floored by that reference.
Oh, thank you. And, I remember hearing about specifically about the Vantablack idea from some podcast, I think, something I picked up from Stitcher.
Oh, wait. Damn it, Keith.
What? Did I screw? Oh, I messed it up, didn't I? I'm sorry.
You messed it all up.
This is supposed to be a non-Stitcher topic. I'm sorry, folks. I won't go on about Stitcher again.
Where'd you get that check from?
Huh?
Where'd you get that check from?
Oh, that was in a... I may have already been a winner. It was a fake check.
Okay.
And 2, what two comets missing each other by a few miles sounds like?
Asshole!
Get back to Jersey!
Yeah, comets are totally jerks.
They are. I mean, comets are bad. Asteroids tend to be pretty chill. And, you know, it's funny because comets are like, oh, man, no, look at them. They're big. They're gonna kick our ass. Let's not be there. But asteroids... They're gentle giants compared to comets, you know? They really are chill.
Yeah. I mean, they can get a little heated sometimes when, you know, they do the meteor transition thing, but it's not... They're not bad people. They're just going through kind of a rough time.
Yeah.
atmospheric reentry is what you're calling a rough time?
I really don't think you can call that an easy ride.
It's catastrophic is what it is. You don't want to belittle that kind of struggle, and most of them don't make it.
Yeah, but I mean, look, we got to keep a positive message for all the young, you know, meteors to be out there. It doesn't do any good if we discourage them now by, you know, quoting 98% mortality statistics.
I'm not trying to be discouraging. I'm just trying to be realistic about the chances of a collection of rock and dust floating in space.
You got to give them something to dream about.
Well, if you land on a proper planet, you can wipe out a species.
It's true.
So
you too can grow up to be an extinction level event. Hug a Kuiper Belt object today.
Yep. In fact, I think they're running some sort of benefit, some sort of meteor benefit thing some site. I think it's Stitcher that's doing the meteor benefit thing.
Someone just handed you another check.
What's this? That's royalties from a song I sang during, well, belched during, and now I get royalty checks every so often.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't think you could get royalty checks for belching out the national anthem in a sports bar and then running away.
Well,
it was recorded and then rebroadcasted.
Oh. All right. I still think it's suspicious.
You gotta do it with style. Panache.
But you did it.
A blatant disregard for human decency.
That's the thing is, I was kind of the first. So I kind of said that. It was okay. It was a rough performance, but it was influential.
Thank you. And last and always least, do you remember what our main topic is?
I think it was something about a sewing machine.
It was
a singer or
thimbles, thimbler, one of those Web 2.0 kind of things.
Needler.
We're still on 2. I thought we were like 4.8 now.
Past broadcast thing.
Because my computer upgraded to like Web 4.9 this morning, and now it won't even boot.
Ooh.
So be careful of that one.
Yeah, I understand that when that happens, you have to flash the Jell-O-ware.
Yep, and then you're spending hours trying to find, you know, where everything went wrong, and you're like, well, I could really use a switcher here. And that was the topic, switchers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are people who go from one computer operating system to another?
Yeah. You know, it's...
Where are you getting all these checks from?
I don't really know.
Are you just spawning them now? Are they flying out of some orifice heretofore undiscovered by science?
I wouldn't say heretofore undiscovered. It just hasn't really been publicized much. I mean, we published a paper, but we didn't. Look, I don't exactly remember. Right, we're gonna have to come to a decision on exactly what you mean by any of that.
You're about to argue about what the definition of is, aren't you?
I can neither confirm nor deny these allegations.
Yep. Straight into the Fifth Amendment.
Look, my lawyer told me not to say anything, all right?
And yet here you are, talking.
Here I am talking.
Well, screw her lawyer. Have you met the guy?
Yeah.
That's precisely why I don't want to screw the lawyer.
Oh, good point.
He's a pretty good lawyer. I mean, really good. His previous work was writing a EULA for iTunes.
And that's full circle back around then, isn't it?
Into the drain.
Yep. Right. Into the stove burner.
Yep. Well, might as well wrap it up then. What's the point totals?
Let's see. I got a miniature stove with one burner. I think, is that a coffee stain? And you got...
I've got soul!
Stop trying to spill coffee on it. Oh, I can see that I got a box with a line in it.
Yeah,
that clearly beats stovetop with one burner.
All right. I forgot, okay? It was buried under all these checks.
Well, I'm sure someone won the fabulous ordinary bag of Skittles, and also the gratitude of our thousands of Stitcher listeners, but I honestly wasn't paying attention. And now, before we go, I'd like to remind you that provolone is the only acceptable cheese to put on a cheesesteak. I'm sure we can all respect Wiz for its trailblazing and canonicity, but really now. That's all for today. Thank you for enjoying Facts But Better.
I can't imagine where the notion of anything other than provolone on a cheesesteak came from. Well, okay, now here. I will accept provolone and a decent American, like a white American, like you know, something that's actually, or a Munster, or the like, you know, it gives a little bit of that balance to the funkiness of the provolone.
I'm not sure you can call the Munsters white. I mean, they were pretty ethnic.
Not touching that one.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's probably something of a charged subject.
Well, my
especially Herman.
My lawyer told me that, too.
Oh. I'm sorry, should I open a window?
No, but we should probably bring the show's biggest fan back into the studio.
Is she here?
Oh, yeah. Let me bring her in.
Who is our show's biggest fan?
Somebody named Lasco.
Oh, yeah.
Lasco. Oh, whew. Okay. It's been a year, and so we're turning on a fan, and that means we're not recording anymore, and so everything that I say is going to get completely edited out because there'll be a soft fan noise behind it, which probably won't be heard by anybody listening to the show anyhow. But bye! Bye-bye now! Bye-bye!